Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you for calling Street Talk. We are on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. I am your host, Miss Reddy. We have a few rules on Street Talk. We ask that you put your phones on mute so we won't hear your background noises. Tonight, we'll be having an open discussion. You can reach us every Friday night by dialing 310-982-412.
Hello, caller. How are you on tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
All right.
I'm fine. I thank you all for calling us tonight. We had a very heated conversation on last week, and I thank you all for calling. We were speaking about relationships and things of that nature. So on tonight, I wanted to have an open discussion. Do you all have anything on your mind that you all would like to speak on tonight?
Yes, I do. My topic is going to be about when you've been in a relationship for a long time and it's finally done come out the woodwork that he's been cheating on you for 15 years. What do you do? Go and say, can I get some help?
Okay. That's a very touchy topic. You said when you've been in a relationship for 15 years and you want to know if you go or stay if you found out that he was cheating. Okay. What is the relationship like? What do you define the relationship, first of all, so we can all understand what you feel like a relationship is?
Well, I'll put it like this. Been with him off and on for 15 years. Done been through the ups and the downs. And now we're at the point where you are lashing out at me. And I ain't understanding me.
When you say lashing out, what do you mean by lashing out? You're saying fighting or you say arguing? Or?
It's the arguing, it's the fighting, it's the slightest thing you do. We arguing. I'm talking about you wake up and you're on the wrong side of the bed.
Oh, okay. So it's like bickering, back and forth bickering. Pretty much is what you're saying. Okay. We have a couple of callers online. Hello, caller, can you introduce yourself? 3657, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Miss Peaches, how y'all doing?
Okay, hi Peaches. 3761, introduce yourself.
Hey,
yeah. Okay. Well, okay. You said that, okay, you were trying to talk about a relationship, being in a relationship for 15 years, and then when you wake up, it's like he don't want you to be there. He's lashing out. Okay. At this point, we said a relationship is when two people agree to become one, you know what I'm saying? And a relationship includes you, God, and that other person. Okay. And if you have God included in your relationship, I'm not understanding what you mean by lashing out. Do you all pray together or what is the situation?
We ain't praying together. We ain't doing nothing together. It's done got to the point where now we're at this stage. We coming together to become one.
Okay, when you say coming together to become one, I'm trying to understand, are y'all living in the same household? Or?
No, we're getting to that sex.
Oh, okay, so y'all are getting to that sex. Okay, y'all are not inside the same household, but he's lashing out at you when you're around him. Okay, so when he's lashing out, what do you say? I mean, what is the situation? You're waking up and you're saying that he's just, like, getting into it with you. Y'all are arguing or... Yeah, I just woke up on the wrong side of the bed or what? Like, nah, he can wake up and he don't see what he left and he go out. Okay, when you say what he left, what do you mean?
Like, he just can't find his cigarette. He go out.
Okay, so that's like a relationship that's hard to be in. It's like you're controlling, right? Trying to be. What do you think that you can tell her to help her out with this situation? Because other people are going through that, I'm pretty sure, as well.
Well, I don't know. I kind of feel like if you, he lashing out, if you haven't done nothing, and, I wouldn't be able to understand what's the problem, ask him, is it something that you're doing that he don't like? What is it? Why is it always we have to wake up like this? Or you just, lashing out instead of just sitting down to try to talk about it. In a relationship, we're supposed to be able to talk, sometime. It ain't got to be all the time, but your mate, you're supposed to be able to talk to your mate and try to, get past whatever this is that's bothering him. Is it something that he's doing? You never know, because if you're not doing nothing and he's lashing out, I would be suspected of something else. I'm not threatening you to do that. I'm just saying, I'd be like, is it somewhere else you'd rather be or something like that? I'm not, I just don't understand.
Yeah, I think at that point, if he's lashing out and y'all just woke up, he's unhappy when he wakes up in the morning. So it's somewhere else that he would prefer to be instead of with you. So
I think you want to be with somebody.
You done got caught with everything you done. I think 15 years you done got caught. Now he trying to fix it. And now I'm in the world, even though he's trying to fix it, he got to accept whatever dishing out to him.
Okay, what are you dishing out?
Whatever come out of my mouth.
Are y'all arguing or what?
I ain't going to say we arguing. I just feel like I got an anger problem now because everything I say, I frown.
Okay, so you're unhappy. So that's an unhealthy relationship. And why are you staying there?
That's what I'm saying. Do I go or do I stay?
I feel like
you should know I'm getting tired.
I feel like you shouldn't be anywhere that you don't want to be, and you're not supposed to stay inside of a relationship if it's unhealthy, because you can fix it. Are y'all married or y'all just dating?
No, we engaged.
Okay, so have y'all started dating to get married?
Not yet, because I want it.
Okay, so if you don't let him set a date, then where are y'all going with this relationship? Y'all are not going anywhere, it sounds like to me. So, or do y'all, you say y'all engaged. How long have y'all been engaged?
We've been knowing each other 15 years, been engaged too.
Okay. So if y'all been knowing each other for 15 years and y'all just got engaged and y'all are lashing out at each other and y'all don't even like each other, sound like to me.
We love each other to death. We love each other to death. Don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, it's at this point where now, like I said, he's in his ways, I'm in my ways. You know what I mean? And now that I'm finding out everything that I know now, I'm going ham on him.
Okay, when you say everything that you know now, it was secrets, like things that you didn't know, like
Stuff I didn't know.
Okay, stuff like what?
Like him cheating.
Okay, he's cheating. Okay, he's done cheating.
So I got a baby. Baby's 15 years old, and I'm just now finding out about it. You know what I'm saying?
The
same girl that he cheated with, used to live in the same darn apartments I stayed in. Only thing, I was in the north, she was in the south. She was coming to my house.
Okay. So she was coming to your home.
Okay.
How did that make you feel knowing that she was a person that came to your home?
Associate of mine. You know what I mean? And then turn around, y'all was back by me, and y'all got a baby.
And the baby's 15 years old.
15 now, girl. 15.
Okay. Okay. If y'all are not going to get married, then I feel like y'all should cut the ties. If y'all are deciding to get married.
I don't try to tell you.
I done walked away from this dude. I done did everything. But I find myself going back. So I'm saying, what am I doing?
It sounds like you're setting yourself.
I know I love it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, love is blind, though. You know what I'm saying?
When you
love
say,
is,
when you say love,
come on,
explain it to me.
I'm saying it like, love is blind because, for some fact, I'm putting over everything that I'm finding out about, for one. And then I'm starting to accept what he's vision coming now. So, does that mean ignoring myself, because I need to find this out, because I really think I'm losing me.
Okay, at this point, you're not losing yourself, but I would say that you should go to God, grow a relationship with God. And do he go to church with you, or what is y'all church status?
Both of us Baptist. When he goes to his own church, I go to my own church.
So y'all are not even, like, praying together?
No, we won't be praying together.
Okay. Do y'all do anything at the house? Like, as far as, are y'all living the lifestyle that y'all are?
We live in the lifestyle of a married couple. Don't get me wrong. We live in the lifestyle of a married couple. We just don't have that name.
Okay, so... do you feel like if y'all get married, maybe it'll
become... it's going to get worse.
You think it's going to get worse?
It's going to get worse. Because like I said, he done got old. He keeps spending his ways. And that nitpicking stuff is not what it is.
Okay, so y'all are nitpicking. So why would you stay in a relationship with somebody?
We nitpick each other.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. We at that point, we nitpick each other. And then, you know, I'm at that point where now, since I'm finding out, I done found out all this of his... he done got married on me.
What you mean got married on you?
He done got
explain it,
man. I done found out the man is married. He got married on me. I'm still standing bold with him. Now we going together to get a divorce from the girl he married. That's not the baby mama though.
Oh yeah,
oh,
okay.
You
know
what
I'm
saying? You saying that he has a wife and a baby mama.
And a side chick, and then me.
Wow.
Well, he rude, but now it ain't now. Now he's trying to turn it around. Now it's just me.
Yeah, that's not cool. It's a lot of ladies that's going through things like that. You know, we're not speaking out. We're allowing ourselves to sit up inside a household and letting these guys do these things to us. That's not a healthy relationship. That's not something that's healthy for you. In the Bible, it doesn't teach you to be with multiple people, and so you need to take into consideration, you need to love yourself and love God, and you need to maybe pray a little more and see if he'll pray with you, and maybe he can gain a conscience. If y'all, do y'all study anything together? Like, that's why I asked you, do y'all study anything like family happiness, like parts of the Bible where it teaches you how to make a household work? Because
that's what that's why I put forth the effort to do this. I stepped in the plate and said, we need to start going to the same church. We need to start doing more things than what we do now. Like now, he done got to the point where now, since he know he done messed up and I done found that, you know what I'm saying? He's at this point where now he's at my every beck and call now. Because like I said, he's trying to make up now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying, do I supposed to accept it or what I'm supposed to do? Take advantage of it? What I'm supposed to do? Run with it? What I'm supposed to do?
I wouldn't say take advantage of it. I would say more like start paying attention to life and start paying attention to God. Try to walk closer to God at this point because it sounds like you're living in
his world.
Yeah, and that's not healthy for yourself. Are you, like, how do you live, like, as far as dealing with the baby and the baby's mother and
we
the
don't
wife?
See the baby.
Y'all don't see the baby?
We don't see the baby. She just put his butt on top of it. His butt is now, she just now decided to take care of his baby.
Okay, so
I said, he's been keeping his baby secret for 15 years.
Okay, and y'all have gotten engaged, and okay, that's not healthy for yourself. Why would you put yourself through that? What are some of the things that go through your mind? As what are some of the things that go through your mind on a day to day basis in reference to dealing with him? Because other people are going through these things, and I want to know, like, you know, can you, if you don't mind, can you share some of the things that's going through your head as far as dealing with him and his kids?
I don't trust him, period, now. It's like I lost all loyalty and trust in him now. You know what I mean? Even though we done did this, like I said, off and on, 15 years, here we decide to shut it down and just go on and do it the right way. He proposed to me, and I said no. The first time.
Okay.
Okay, the second time, he came around this year, you know what I'm saying, on my birthday. I decided, I said, well, okay, he's trying to push his, he's trying to change it around, he's trying to do right now, you know what I'm saying? Now that he done got busted and I done found out everything, you know what I'm saying? Now he's trying to switch it around, like I said, he's the perfect man.
Okay, so now he's putting on a show like he's trying to actually be there for you, but you're saying that you're laying up and y'all are arguing every morning. And, I mean, how do your day go on like that?
Okay, so what I like. First it be an argument, then we'll calm down, then we happy. Then we happy. Then... when it's time for him to go to work, we argue.
This is
okay,
what I was going to say. I wanted to say something.
Y'all are sitting up in the house, y'all are arguing. That's not healthy. That's not right. You saying that y'all are going to church, y'all are friends, and y'all, maybe you should try to find, that's what I'm saying, y'all have to grow closer to God and try to together and try to grow closer to God, and then he'll gain a conscience. Listen to me. He'll gain a conscience to where
he will have trust in nobody. I'm talking nobody. See, he's one of them people that his parents died when he was like 5 years old, and his aunties and uncles switched him around from Amy to uncle to raise him. You know what I mean? But at the same time, they spoiled him at the same time. You see what I'm saying?
This is what I wanted to say. This is what I was trying to say.
But you, if you love him, I suggest that you try to help him try to get out of some of the things that he's going through. And just keep praying with him, and you know, it sounds like to me that you don't want to leave him because you love him, and y'all are engaged, y'all haven't set a date, but you know, once y'all actually get married, you're gonna go. This is real life that we're talking about. You're still gonna go through the same thing, but at least you'll be doing it the right way by getting married. Because people don't teach their kids to get married anymore, and I mean, if you get married to this man. I don't know if you should get married or not. I can't tell you that. Maybe you should go to your preacher and talk to your preacher. Do y'all have a pastor that can come to that I can actually go to and get married counseling?
Yeah, we do got that.
Okay, maybe, because it sounds like to me that you still love him and you want to be with him, so you're not going to leave him, right?
No, I'm not going to leave you. You know what I'm saying? I got 15 years invested in me. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I've been through the ups and the downs.
Okay, but I'm saying 15 years,
and I know my good days outweigh my bad days.
Okay, but I'm saying 15 years, and you're on the same thing, and you're telling me that you're scared to get married. You don't want to get married right now. Yeah, I still have you set a date. It sounds like you need to find yourself a new man, maybe. And if you don't find yourself a new man, it says a man who finds himself a wife finds himself a good thing in the Bible, and so. Like, if he's still cheating on you and things of that nature, I don't know if you should accept that or not, because it's to each his own. You know, I can't judge you, but I'm telling you it's not healthy to sit inside a relationship with someone who's pretty much manipulating you. It sounds like he's playing a game of manipulation.
That's what it is.
And a lot of women nowadays are going through that.
He treats me like the other women. And they... they did him dirty. So he feel like, I'm the one going to do him dirty, but I'm the one that's showing him the good thing.
Do you chat with any other guys besides him?
No. No more his cousin, but his cousin.
Well, I'm saying, like, I hope you're not going with his cousin, are you?
No. His cousin calls me with his problem.
Okay, no, I'm saying, are you speaking with any other, are you dating? That's what I should say. Are you dating anybody else besides that guy that you're talking about? Are you dating anybody else?
No, but I'm about to.
Okay, if you're about to, then you're not getting married to this guy. Do you understand what you're saying?
Nope, that's what I'm saying. Do I stay or do I go? Because I'm at that point.
Do you have anything that you would like to tell her? As you're
this
older than most of us
to...
on the phone, do you have anything that you would like to share with her? To encourage
this
her to do something biblical or positive? Do you have any encouraging words to give this young lady?
This is what I wanted to say.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, this is what I was trying to say. I don't know, you say, like you say, he trying to get it right, but maybe if it could be, I mean, I'm not trying to scare with you. I'm not trying to scare with you or nothing like that, but it could be to where he know you done found out all this stuff, and you could be getting tired. He don't know. You could be getting tired, and he's scared you're going to leave. So, yeah, he want to try to get it right. But with that arguing and that lashing out, that's not helping. You know what I'm saying? It would make me, you know, where I can't trust you. I don't want to be like this. I wouldn't want to have to argue. You know, you've been with him 15 years. I wouldn't want to have to argue with you all the time. That's not what's up. You know, I want to be happy. I want to, you know, do stuff together. You know what I'm saying? Go play. Go somewhere, you know. We ain't nowhere but to the park to take a walk or something. We need to do spend time together other than what you're doing.
See, that's what I'm saying. Now I'm at the point where he's taking me out now. He takes me to lunch now. He takes me to breakfast now. He takes me to dinner now. We go to movies now. We go bowling. We go skating. We do things now. You know what I'm saying? Whereas 15 years ago, we wasn't doing none of that. You know what I'm saying? It was through the front door and out the back door. You see what I'm saying? Now, he know that I'm telling him that I'm finna go because I'm not going to put up with what I have seen and what I'm going through now because I shouldn't have to wake up and look ugly. You know what I mean? So he knows now that I'm telling him I'm finna go, man, because I don't have time to wake up and argue with you every day, you know, because the same thing that you argue me about a pack of cigarettes and they land in your face and you don't see them, that's not my, you know, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It sounds like to me that you don't want to be in a relationship with this man, but you keep on telling me that you do. So it sounds like you're indecisive, and at some point you're going to have to start grow up and make some choices. You're going to have to decide whether you want to be with this man or you don't. You don't want to keep making yourself do something that you don't want to do because it sounds like to me that you're indecisive. And at this point, you need to go and talk to your pastor, like I said, and you need to pray, ask God to show you, lead you in a way that he wants you to go. Because you said you've been with this man for 15 years and you don't want to keep on hurting yourself. It sounds like to me that you're hurt and you don't want to keep hurting yourself in a relationship. When you know that this relationship is not healthy to you, that's an unhealthy relationship that you're in. It sounds like you're torturing yourself and nobody wants to torture themselves. But it sounds like to me that you're scared to leave. That's why I asked you, are you dating anybody else? You said you're about to. But you hadn't. If you hadn't, that's a good thing. So that tells me that you love this man. But you're saying that he has a child that's 15 years old that he's hidden from you. If you're willing to accept that and go forward, then I say I encourage women to go ahead and go forward with their relationship. I don't encourage people to break up because I like people to get married and stuff like that. But that's what I'm saying.
you have to know, you have to pick and choose your battles, you know what I'm saying? And some battles are not worth fighting, and some battles are. So if you're a strong black woman, you know, a lot of women nowadays go through these things, but they don't never give choices. You have to make a decision in your life. You have to stand up for yourself, you know what I'm saying? At some point, you have to stand up for yourself and say, hey, enough is enough. Either you're going to be with me or you're not going to be with me. You're going to, you know, if he's not taking care of his kid, what does that say for you as a lady that he's not taking care of his child? You know what I'm saying? He needs to be taking care of his child, and you need to be helping him take care of his child because you're the lady that he's with. And, I mean, I'm pretty sure if a lady needs help that has a 15-year-old child, you said that he went and tried to get child support for her child, you know, and still with you. And then you say he got married to another lady, and that's crazy because why would he go marry another lady when you're with him and you're willing to do all the things that he's asking you to do? As a lady, it sounds like you're selling yourself short to me. I'm not going to sugarcoat any of these things. It sounds like you're selling yourself short. You don't need to be with a man that's already married to somebody else. That's against biblical principles. In the Bible, it tells you not to go with a married man, and I understand that was your boyfriend at first, but he actually married somebody else. How did he have time to even go and go with him, with her? You know what I'm saying? How did he do that? That's the man I'm using. At what point did you feel like, did you even know about this marriage? Like, talk to me.
I did not know about the marriage until, about 6 months ago.
Okay, so how long have you been married?
2 years.
Wow. Hold up. Wait, stop. You
said and the girl that he married to is his baby mama homegirl. So he going through homegirl. Because I know the baby mama. I knew the baby mama when I moved to City of Queens.
That's what I'm saying. You said in City of Queens, North. You live in City of Queens, North.
She stayed in City of Queens, North, but he transferred her to City of Queens, South. So I guess that was his way of, when he get mad at me, he would go to the South and be shot because his uncle stayed in the City of Queens, South. And so he would always lie to me and say he was at his uncle's house. When in reality, he was cheating with and the other girl and another girl.
Wow. That's a little bit too much to bear. I don't think I would be still with this guy. It sounds like to me this guy is pretty much manipulating you all and carrying on. He just got married.
He wanted me to hold his hand while he gets
a boo-boo. I mean, are you strong enough to hold his hand? Because it sounds like you're cheating yourself.
That's what I
said.
I feel like I'm cheating myself. Leave. I'm like I told him, I keep telling him I want to leave. I want him to leave me alone so I can leave him alone. You know what I mean? When I leave him alone, but check this out, when I leave him alone, I don't call him, I don't text him, I don't go around, I don't do nothing. Do you know what he do?
What do he do?
Stalk me.
Okay, he has time to stalk you, but he has a wife, a baby mama. Okay.
He lives with his aunt.
Okay, he lives in a separate place. It don't feel like to me he's a man. Because first of all, he's fit.
He's fit.
So you allow him to do these things.
That's what I said. I'm allowing him to run over him.
You allow him to step
up. That's what I'm saying. I love myself somewhat.
Someone that didn't love or care about you.
And like he's trying to show me. Now he's saying he loves me. He's about to tell me he loves me now. Just kind of found out everything. So do I supposed to step in and get going?
I'm saying y'all are still not living.
We still like. Because I'm on a lot.
Now I'm saying, are you sleeping with him? Are you having sexual intercourse with him?
Are you on the man?
Wow. But is he having sex with other women?
No.
Hey, how do you know that?
I know his every step.
Okay, so at this point, you know his every step, but he's bickering. Okay, I get it.
He's bickering.
I'm telling you, he's bickering because he's mad because I don't found out. So now he's trying to straighten it up. Because like I said, he's in my every beck and call now.
But you say also that he's unhappy at the house. He's carrying on with you in public, like
he'll pick up an argument with me about anything.
So he's unhappy. So why are you sitting around him? Have you talked to him? Have y'all sat down and have a talk?
We talk about this every day, but he still won't let me go.
Okay.
Even if
when
he
you see
me with somebody else. If he see me with somebody else, he will approach that man and let that man know that he how he said he was attached to me. And we have a big problem.
Okay. That sounds very unhealthy. And I'm going to tell you again, if he's going to church and he hasn't grown a budget, how long has he been?
Okay, let me tell you this right here. Okay. His wife, right? She took $8,000 from him.
Okay.
And she left him when he went to jail. This is when we had split up for a while. That's when he went got married on me. We was on and off.
Even though he got married to her,
what? Drove the cars and everything.
Okay,
he lied to me, telling me his cousins and everybody else called. Come to find out, it's the wife's car. Yeah, done took me to the woman's house. Done slept in the woman's bed and everything, y'all. Yeah, that's real talk. She was cheating on him at the same time. But like I said, when they had the last fight and they had that domestic violence thing, they took him to jail. He was in jail for like maybe 5 months. Okay. I didn't know where he was until he called me from the rehab place. You know what I'm saying? And that's when he told me everything. You see what I'm saying? And then she went and got a boyfriend. Now, the boyfriend that she with, him and my man done had a fight. They going through a trial right now because my dude is trying to file charges on him because he broke his arm. The dude broke his arm. The wife's boyfriend broke my dude's arm. So now they going through a trial for that. But he started telling me that he want to go kill them. You see what I'm saying? And I keep telling him, two wrongs don't make no right. Even though she took the $8,000, it's gone now. Y'all not together. So you need to leave well enough alone.
That's deep.
That's what I'm saying, and I tell him every day, leave me alone. Let's just go our separate ways. You know what I'm saying? I tell him that every day. But when I go my separate way, I can be gone for like maybe 2 to 3 weeks, man, and this dude don't know where I'm at. But he'll spot me and roll up on me.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out when you say roll up on me. Like, what are you saying? I'm trying to understand. What are you saying? You
drive to be in north, south, east, and west, and this dude will find me.
Okay. That's very unhealthy what you're going through right now. And I don't think that it's a good thing that you're going through those things. I think that you should do something different with your life and your relationship because it sounds like to me that he's using you. Okay. It sounds like to me that he's using you instead of being with you.
And that's the way I think.
Okay, well, if you feel this way, then why are you still there? That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I'm trying to leave, but when I leave, like I said,
You're supposed to find
a way out, empty way out. I don't
want to put the white folks in his life. You know what I'm saying? I just want the dude to just leave me
alone.
I'll leave him alone. I don't have no problem with leaving him alone. But if I leave him alone, and if I leave him alone too long, that dude gonna find me.
So it sounds like you need to call the police and tell the police what's going on.
Yeah, I understand. Don't wait on nobody. And I don't know what that means.
What you mean he's saying space don't wait on nobody?
That's what he said. Space don't wait on nobody.
Okay, he's saying time don't wait on nobody or space. I'm trying to figure out what are you saying.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. What does space don't wait on nobody mean?
You tell him to give you some space or something?
We have a new caller online. The call queue is messing up, so we have a new caller online. Hello, Pierre. How are you doing? Doughboy, are you online?
Yes. What's up, cousin?
Okay. We're having a discussion. I know you were on the line just a second ago trying to get through, but unfortunately, my keyboard is not allowing me to let you speak on that line, so I got you on through this line. So go ahead and share your thoughts on this situation at the moment.
This is my thing. You know, love is an emotion. It don't supposed to hurt. It don't supposed to be physical. You know what I'm saying? Or none of these crazy things that's going on. My thing is this. You know what I'm saying? If she tied up in a tangle like that, she just going to go ahead and get her teddy pentagrams on. She's going to have to let something go. Because, see, somebody going to get hurt real bad, and it's going to be real stanky. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't get involved in that. You know what I'm saying, baby? You deserve more than what? Just for me listening to the 2-3 minutes that I heard, you need to shake that situation.
But that's what
you
I'm
need to
saying.
Find a new way to wear your hair.
To shake it.
But, you know what I'm saying? But
okay,
you know what I'm saying?
That's what I need to do. Is that what I need to do? Change my appearance? Change something?
What I'm saying is this. You know what I'm saying? Let's put it to you like this. Not saying that you just got to change your appearance. Nah, they tell you when you know you go to AA, you got to change people, person, places, and things. Sometimes you got to let old things go to get some new stuff. You know what I'm saying? How can you inherit something new if you don't let go what was old?
Okay.
You follow me?
It.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like this. I'm a dude, but I'm like, man, you know what I'm saying? If I got to hurt something to be involved with it, I might well let it go. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't love you enough to hurt you.
And
I ain't gonna be stalking you. I'm not gonna be stalking
okay,
you all that
because
you somebody else's person. You're not living your own life. I can't hold you to a tree like you a dog because eventually a dog will break loose. So guess what? I'm not gonna do that. You know what I'm saying? That's wrong. I can't hold you to something against your own will.
Okay, this is what
if you don't
want
to be with me,
last,
move on.
Okay, this is what he did to the last person I was talking to, and he ran up on him. He said, man, I don't know what you doing, but this my girl right here. We finna get it right. We finna fix it. So I'm finna follow y'all where y'all going, and she finna get in the vehicle with me.
See, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's worse than some thin line between love and hate type stuff. That's
for
real
is.
Crazy.
That's
you know what I'm saying? The kind of love, you know what I'm saying?
Around.
I ain't cut nobody out. I ain't trying to cut nobody out, but the kind of love you put on him, I'm scared of that.
Yeah,
I'm scared of that. Whatever you got, baby, you keep that. I don't need that. You know what I'm saying? How you gonna be in the car with another nigga, and this nigga tell you? I mean, excuse me for my words of language. How you gonna be with another dude, a whole other dude, and some dude tell you, say you need to get out of the car with him and come be with me and do this here? Don't you know that's kind of stuff that make the next one me? I be like drawing my pistol down, nigga. Brother, I don't know you. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what your intentions is in my life.
That's what my friend did. He just drove off.
Yeah, you know
like,
that's telling you that's awkward.
What type of mess is that? And I'm like, that's what I'm trying to tell you. He'll pop up anywhere.
Okay, let's put it this way. I'm going to say this, and I'm in my segment. My thing is this. You telling us this story alive, you can't tell it to us when you're somewhere else. If he loves
yes,
you
can.
That much to go through that with somebody else, he'll love you enough to kill you.
That's right.
I'm just
being
honest.
You think it's get to that point?
Hey,
you
I'm just being real. If you,
cause that's
let me
what
put it to you this way.
I'm just trying to show you.
I'm painting a picture for you. I'm painting that picture for you. You know what I'm saying? If you roll up on a whole other dude and you with somebody else, first of all, you already playing a dangerous game. You creeping, sleeping with the next person, this and that. You don't know what the outcome could be from that.
No. I'm telling him that I don't want him.
I'm just showing you something. I'm not saying you are, but I'm showing you something. Anytime you're involved with something else and you telling him you don't want him, just think about what he's feeling right now. Some people, they get emotionally attached, and they willing to do anything for that other person. I've been through something like that. You understand what I'm saying?
So I'm saying what
I'm supposed
to
do.
It.
Hey, baby, I ain't going to lie to you. This is one thing I can say.
I'm at that point where I'm scared now.
You swear, and I don't blame you. Dope boy telling you the truth, and I ain't been on here in a minute. But I promise you, that don't sound healthy at all.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm at the secured point because I'm carrying things in my purse now wherever I go.
Well, you know what I'm saying? You know, you might hate him enough to have to do what you have to do to stay alive too, and that's even scary.
That's what I'm saying.
See, what I'm
saying?
You don't lose
carrying
the way
things
it goes.
In my purse to where if he pop up, I'm like, well, if he do something, I can protect myself.
Okay, well, you got that on paper with the folks downtown?
No.
That's what I was just going to ask you. Do I need to do that?
If you ain't got it on paper with the folks downtown, you can't help yourself.
So I need to do
you
that.
You ain't told
right?
nobody about this. Yeah, you got to. You,
no,
you
I
ain't
have
told
not.
Nobody about this situation. All right, there you go, baby.
I talked to my brother. Listen, I talked to my brother, and like I just told someone, my brother is ready to do something. To
your brother, judge. Is your brother a judge or a lawyer?
Yeah,
nah,
that's true, too.
He's a street. He's an army man.
He's
going to be. What's going on now? He's going to sit at the table gambling. He's going to lose everything he got for trying to be superhero. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to lose their people because I ain't going to lie to you. I ride from mine to the end of the earth. But sometimes you got to wake things up.
I don't want my brother to do nothing bad. I just want him to walk away and leave me alone so I can leave him alone.
Well, you got the Lauryn Hill, girl. You got that Lauryn Hill. I don't know what you did to that brother, but boy, that does. You got that thing for real. You got people jumping out. You got everybody jumping out of character for whatever it is to you. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm only making a couple people laugh, but I'm being real. I'm being serious. This is a deadly thing. People out here right now, I'm talking about, you see, look at these dudes that did what they did to that little 14-year-old girl with that chick. That's crazy. You see what kind of world we're living in right now? It's crazy. People out here killing their significant other. You're supposed to love this person, not harm them. Love don't supposed to hurt at all. Love don't supposed to hurt at all. It's an emotion. It don't not supposed to be violent. But some people are taking it that way. It's like a new wave drug. It's out of control.
I'm trying to log on.
That's what I'm saying.
He's
out of control.
Yeah, he's really out of control. You better. I'm just going to say it like this. You know what I'm saying? Fam, I didn't mean to take up your studio station tonight. But I'm just telling the truth. You need to get you some help, homegirl. Whatever your name is, what is your name, by the way?
Little Mama.
Well, okay, Little Mama. Little Mama, dope boy telling you, you need to get you some serious help. You better call somebody. You can't call Craig Watkins no more. He ain't in the office. You better call somebody downtown and tell him, say, man, I got John Bob on the back, running back here, and he trying to do something to me and somebody else. You better tell somebody before something bad happens to you, and you'll be over at 5144 East Ann Arbor.
That's what he's saying.
You know what I'm
saying? That's what you're
saying. You don't want to be. You don't want to be at 5144 East St. Arbor because nobody comes back from there.
I'm saying you tell her to call the police.
I'm telling her to call the right folks involved. You have to. You might well go and tell them because if she do something to him, then who's going to hear her side of the story? Well, she didn't tell nobody. I ain't the one to tell. I ain't a snitch, but I believe in taking the law in my own hand. But sometimes you can't do that no more.
Nah, not without getting in trouble. Because the best thing is for her, too. You're going to have to report, at least have one, at least one report that he's doing this to you. Because now, like you say, you done told him, you done called him, he know you ready to leave. Now it's time. He's not trying to go nowhere. Now he's going to mess up everything that he think you got. So you better let somebody know because somebody's going to get hurt. And you don't want it to be you. And you don't want to hurt nobody, especially without some people knowing, because then you're going to be down there, and you don't want to go down there, believe me.
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm back. Now, I'm not saying that, you know what I'm saying? I ain't the one to tell nothing, but to be for your safety, you need to tell somebody, and other than your family. Because you don't want your family to say, well, she told me about it, and nothing being done for me. Excuse me, y'all.
They're going to want to know why she didn't report it. You know what I'm saying? If he's been doing this much and all of this, you know, hey, if you wanted to leave, you've been trying to leave, why you haven't reported it if he... You know, because that is stalking. Everywhere you go, this man find you. You with somebody else, and that happened. Nah, that ain't what's up. You better let somebody
that ain't cool
know.
At all.
I ain't no snitch either. I don't even live by that code. But I'm not going. I don't want to go back. I mean, I don't want to go to prison no more.
I've been out of prison.
Nobody.
Next month, I've been out 16 years. I remember your gangster story. And I know how it is. You know what I'm saying? I've been in that, so I know. But for people that ain't never been inside, matter of fact, while I wasn't on the call list, I've been in jail on and off for the last 2 or 3 months for doing months at a time. You know what I'm saying? No. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, dang, this is bad. But y'all don't need that. This stuff is crazy, little mama. You need to seek help. You need to be under the Potter's house, Freddie Haynes, somebody to get tell them your story so you can call rap. Thank you, Oliver. Anybody, but tell somebody, for you won't be able to tell nobody.
I'm saying we got a pastor we talk to.
Okay, you got a pastor that you talk to, but you're saying that I tell him what's going on. You're saying, but what is your pastor saying? What kind of advice is your pastor giving you?
You really
want
to be
honest?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we're grown.
If I love him, I'm supposed to stick stuff through thick and thin.
Damn, what are you going to
another pastor?
He's saying I'm still not supposed to allow a man to abuse.
But no, listen. You say this man is married, and this pastor. You need another pastor.
He needs a pastor. My back and got married, y'all.
Okay, I understand that, but the facts still remain the same. He's married, and he has a baby mama. With these 15 years y'all been together,
too much going on.
That pastor needs to be trying to get you some help. He should have been. I mean, well, that's how
for
I
real?
Feel. I don't know if I'm right or wrong.
I'm being for real, too. I'm telling the truth. You ain't lying about that. That puts you this way. Let's be honest. He got a baby mama, a wife, and you the drug that he got addicted to that he can't shake. He can't even go to go to AA. You're a real-life drug. He got all these other things, but he wants you above all those things. And they probably were there before you got there. So what they're telling you?
I need to run.
Now, see, the other women ain't letting him control the situation. You are.
Yeah.
That's just me being honest.
I want myself somewhere.
That's why he ain't trying to go nowhere.
Yeah, see, it's something about you. You know what I'm saying? You done put something on this dude. I'm talking about, man, Dr. Jekyll and Hyde can't get off. You know what I'm saying? And he just like, man, you was that new drug. You the first time out. He trying to get back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some things, man, you ain't got. I mean, I can love a person so much to the point where I tell a woman, quick, I love you enough to leave you. Because I'm telling you, if it gets to the point where it's physical, I got to go. Because I don't want to hit you, and I sure don't want you playing the game yet. I've been through that. You know what I'm saying? Where the person want to get violent, draw guns, and this and that. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't want to do the same thing back to them. And we both just, at the end, we had to grow up and say, man, you're going to go left and I'm going to go right. And it is what it is. Because we keep on laying up in the bed, we tell the thing about what somebody done to each other. And they say, I think about revenge so much. I really don't think about revenge.
Let me ask you this right here. Is it because when my husband died, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have nobody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he the one I ran into, and he the one I've been stuck with.
Oh, so he was your therapist. In other words, you came to him and you, like they say in the Bible, confess your thoughts to a righteous man, avail of much. He was the righteous man you went confess your thoughts to.
So that's why I come up stuck with him, right?
You know what I'm saying? You can't tell everybody your vulnerable stage. You know what I'm saying? You got to let them see it before you tell it to them. Don't you can't tell everybody that. We playing spades. You and somebody else partners. How many spades you got in your hand? You gonna tell me from across the table? And I ain't your partner? Mm-hmm. Come on, man. You can't mm-hmm. bend my hand like that.
No.
You cannot do that, little mama. I'm just being real with you.
That's
you don't even know what kind of
situation
did you okay, let me put it this way. Let me ask you this question. Since I'm asking the questions right now. When you got involved with him, how much did you know about him before you told him everything that you told him?
The only thing I expressed to him that I was just single again and, you know, I was trying to, you know, do the single life again. Because
okay, so you were a little scrappy sister. You was like what little scrappy sister said about her mama old man. You ran into an opportunist.
What you mean?
He was an opportunist. Laid all your cards down and he was looking a hungry prey. You already say got a baby mama and a wife. Guess
you know
what?
This happened in the 15 years we done been together.
Okay, but you been kicking with this dude for 15 years? Dang, you super addicted. 15 years and you ain't let this problem go?
Your credit must
be really jacked up.
This is what I'm finding out this now.
Dang, you better tell the Pendergrass this situation.
I mean, finding out that he married, he done got a he got a 15-year-old, and all these people that he done did this with, I know them because we lived in the same apartment complex.
Of course you gonna know them. You know why?
I know now.
Yeah, because he ain't gonna let everything, you know what I'm saying, run up because he don't want nobody else to tell what you already know. You was cool with the situation.
No, he done got
like, you look like the outside of the whole story.
I mean, listen, he done got busted now, so now he trying to straighten it up. So now he had my every beck and call now. So I'm saying, what
else can he do? You that's what I'm telling you. Go ahead,
Rennie. I'm about to go get me a cigarette on this one. I'm going to go drink. I'm going to get me a cigarette, man, because I need to vent. This is too much for me. I called this thing at 8:30 and I'm way behind. I should have been listening from at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to help you with your situation.
Real fast, listen. I've been knowing him 15 years. He proposed to me twice. I finally accepted this year.
How you going to be married to two people at the same time? That's bigamous.
Huh?
How you going to be married to two people at the same time?
That's what I'm saying. He can't.
But look, well, this is what I figured. This is how I feel.
Look, check this out. Now I'm walking with him to get the divorce from the girl.
Mm-mm. Yeah, this is how I feel.
I lost myself, right?
How you going to, but think about it. Now, hold on. Now, let me tell you this. Let me go back. Let me rewind something.
I'm being
how
dumb.
How you going to go with
right,
him to go get a divorce from another woman? Well, he didn't choose your ass in the first place. Excuse my French.
That was English. That was English. But what I'm saying is that he can't go with her and go with the other lady too.
That's what I'm saying. How you gonna do that?
He's committing adultery.
Yeah, how you gonna do that? How you gonna choose? You was supposed to be the first choice. You mean tell me you want to be second, third?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why I keep telling him to leave me alone, but he won't let me go nowhere. Because like I said, if I do...
What tree are you tied up to right now?
No.
Are you tied up to a tree right now? Is he in your presence right now?
No. He don't know where I am right now.
Well, you can go any... You got 2 feet, right?
Yeah.
You can go anywhere you want to.
Yeah.
You just got to choose where the heck you going. You better think I'm running when... we hang up this phone at 9 o'clock.
Huh?
At 9 o'clock, you better take out running from wherever you are so you can get away from these problems.
Don't do me like that.
I'm just telling you the truth. You want me to lie to you? I want to be able to talk to you again next Friday.
Now, I want you to keep it
100. I'm keeping it 100 with you. I'm a dude. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? See, look, I'm taking over a ready show right now, telling you the truth.
Y'all know where he is right now.
Okay, you know, you look at it. You know where he is. He know where you at. Ain't that a problem?
No, he know where I am.
He
don't know where I am, but I know where he is.
Okay, well, he know where you is, and eventually, if somebody you know, you say y'all know the same people, guess what? You might need to find you a new batch of friends. I'm just keeping it honest. I don't want to hear my baby say, got you to you next week. You need to get yourself away from that. For real. Mm-hmm. Little mama needs to come big mama at 9 o'clock.
I believe you. I'm listening because, like I told you, I'm at that stage where now I'm looking back and forward. So I carry stuff in my purse now.
Okay, can you answer me this question?
How
comfortable is it for you to be walking down the street, you got to look over every time you turn your... You take a
it's
step.
Not.
You got to look
it's
from left
not.
To right. All right, then. You going to lose weight of the neck. Your neck going to get smaller than your body.
Look, at one point, I was used to go, I don't care if it's mid-dark, I used to could go and be comfortable and walk. You know what I'm saying?
You need to get back to that.
I'm not used to that. Now when I walk in my house, I make sure I got something on me. I'm 44.
Y'all are too old, first of all, to keep on going through all this. People are still going through different things, but at the same time, you're supposed to know right from wrong by now. And
15 years.
I mean, stay encouraged.
Thanks.
Y'all too old because older people do still go through the same things, and we're going.
For real.
You need to, at some point, let go of that man, and you know how to get a loose from that man if you want to, because you told me that y'all was on and off. And I mean, you know how to get away from this man at some point.
That's so, what I said. I know what he had now, so I don't have to worry now.
You don't carry on. You don't have to carry on. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
And y'all need to put God first.
Shoot, I put God first.
And y'all need to start trying to pray together and... you say y'all go to church, but he's doing a lot, and it sounds like you're
I told
really
him
he
was the devil in the church house.
Okay.
Because if he can manipulate me like that, he's a devil.
Yeah, mastermind. He ain't manipulating nobody. A mastermind.
Yes, I can. I can't.
And I appreciate y'all for calling. This has been a topic, and I encourage other people to call our show. We have 1 minute left on Blog Talk Radio, and we'll continue this conversation next Friday if you all call in. Encourage more people to call in. We've had technical difficulties this Friday, but I'm going to try to get it situated by next Friday. And I appreciate all y'all for giving us a call. And remember to call live. We're live on Blog Talk Radio. We're ready every Friday night from 8 to 9 o'clock by dialing 310-982-4126. And I appreciate all the callers that called in. And y'all remember to put God first in life and try to pray more. And I encourage you to just give your problems to God and continue to pray. God is love, and he loves you, and we love you. Thank you all for calling. Thanks for calling Blog Talk.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.